Thank you, Tom, for those kind remarks, and thank you all for being here. When Tom came to me and asked if it might be possible for us to work together and to promote this conference, I jumped at the chance for really three reasons. One, it would give me an opportunity to work with Tom again on a project that's real important, and in the 23 years that I've worked for the Renewable Fuels Association, being able to work with Tom Doerr and the Grange Council has been very important. I've known Tom through many of his different lives, working together to promote ethanol, whether it was at USDA or now with the Grange Council, and he's a solid professional. The U.S. Grange Council does an awesome job, and I knew that together we could really make a difference with DDG, and so it was sort of a no-brainer. The other reason, though, I sort of jumped at the chance was, quite frankly, just to get the heck out of D.C. This is a town that's dysfunctional. And being able to get outside the Beltway and interact with real people that are doing real things in the industry, trying to sell our products, is important. It recharges me. It gets me energized again. So that was reason number two. But reason number three was just how important this issue is. Look, we've heard talk from the industry, and it's a real issue, but we've been running up against the blend wall and the ability for ethanol to find new markets and the difficulty that we're having being limited to just 10% of the gallon. But quite frankly, what a lot of people miss is that we're also running headlong into a feed wall. And that's where this conference is so important. We need to build markets for DDG. We need to have people interacting to build export markets because it's important to the bottom line of my producer members. So this is a really important event. I think the agenda that Tom and his team have put together is rock solid. I think the audience here is terrific. We've got buyers, we've got sellers, we've got people that hopefully they're going to be making deals over the next couple of days and improving the bottom lines of our industry and hopefully feed industry as well. So I appreciate, Tom, you're inviting the RFA to participate in this. I appreciate the way that we've been able to work together, and I look forward to working with you and the Grains Council and all of you over the next several days and months and years to continue to build this important industry. But I represent an alcohol fuel association, and I know that one of the very few things between you and ethanol is me. And I'm not foolish enough to continue to talk about a subject I love dearly. I'm going to get the heck out of the way with just this one final bit of advice. Drink the best, but drive the rest.